not, you can be much impressed for a few minutes. I won't try to hold you too long. Aaron Hank be all right with it. Do what?
2 hours.
Oh. All right. We're going to start a reading, and we're going back to, we're going to read from the old Bible, we'll go back into the new, but first chapter of Psalms, very familiar scripture, and I love this chapter here, and it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I know even back there, and whenever the Lord was dealing with man, and they was ungodly people there, and they was people says it was and ain't, and I don't know, but you know, but I'd like to dwell on the man that walked not with the ungodly, or setteth not in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I know today that if you've been saved, I got your name written in the book of life, and you got a good dose of salvation. I feel with the Spirit of God. Our delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law, I know today, I find myself day after day, just as you do, thinking, I'm meditating, day and night. Brother, listen, we'll have our mind, our feet on the rock, and our mind made up, and our mind appointing towards the pores of glory, because I'm going to a place, the ungodly, I will not stand in the judgment, or the sinners, I will not be found in the congregation of the righteousness on that great day. Brother, listen, I want to go back. The Bible teaches here in Matthew the chapter 21, the verse 19, and it said, and when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, They marvel, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Brother, listen, I know today, if we've been saved and prayed up, I will not walk with the ungodly. This will not be found. Listen, standing in the way of sinners. But listen, he said, but we would be like this little tree. Listen, this little tree had no fruit. It had leaves. Brother, listen, maybe the ungodly, they have the name of a Christian. It's all right to have a name of a Christian. But so often we need to clean up ourselves and walk straight upright and on our way home. Listen, you've been saved. The Lord is expecting fruit from us. Listen, I know today that we might not be getting people saved every day. But listen, he will expect a love, a joy, a peace, a long-suffering, a gentleness, a meekness. Listen, that's the fruit that he is expecting the saints of God to have at any time he comes calling.
Amen.
At any time he comes calling. If we get puffed up mad at our neighbor, we got enough sense to say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Clean their act up and go on. Listen, I want us some more scripture. But I like this. He, Jesus, he was hungry and he saw a little fig tree. Oh, listen, in another place it said there was not even time for thieves. But I'm here to tell you today, from the time that we got saved and the time that we lay our bodies down and under the ground to rest, brother, listen, the season is on for the season of God, that we might go forth and be born again, saints of God, having the fruit, the spiritual fruit. Listen, today he's come seeking fruit, and it said it had none. There was nothing. I cursed the little tree and said no more. Fruit will not grow thereon. These ungodly people that will stand in the way of sinners are set in the seed of the scornful. Whenever he cursed them, he said, let not you be fruitful anymore. This little tree was cut off from the presence of God. Listen. Just another passage of scripture. I don't know why I'm reading so much today. But he said in the 12th chapter of Matthew, 34th verse, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his treasures bring forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the days of judgment. Now I want you to listen to this. For by thine words thou shalt be justified, and by thine words thou shalt be condemned. Boys, I tell you what, I know that we falter along the way. We come short along the way. But Jesus said, fix that. And he said, little children, go and sin not. But if you do, and you know we would, you have an alliance with the Father. He didn't say to take it on down to the end of the way, and everything will be all right. Brother, when we come short of the glory of God, we ought to have enough of love, enough of joy, enough of peace, of salvation, to crack it out and be happy on our way. By their fruits, you shall know them. By their fruits, I hear Brother Otis tell so often about witnessing to people, doing things to people, giving them things. And that's a part of a Christian walk of life. Happy on our journey.
Amen.
Happy every day. We get down and out. We get this and that. Brother, the devil may take me to the bottom. But he can't keep me there. I may be blind. I may be deaf. And I may not walk. But Jesus, give me an open line from my heart to the portals of glory. I can lift up my spiritual voice from heaven. And the devil cannot keep me down there.
Listen,
we got the fruits. And he give us, we're on our road to glory.
Amen. Praise God.
We'll always need
yes.
the repenting part.
Yes.
Lord, help me. I'm sorry for what I said or what I did. To have enough of a grace of God, enough of backbone, to step up the plate and take knowledge, because I the worst thing I ever had to do in my life, I was crucified of the self.
Amen.
And look towards you, mark the price of the high calling there is in Jesus. Jesus said, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Preacher, who is the ungodly? It's them that says they're right and wrong. Why, in the name of a Christian, that little tree, it was all decked out in leaves. Probably beautiful. Had no fruit. You may be decked out like a Christian. Boy, you might look like one. We may go to the high society place and look like a Christian, put on a good act. But if we not got the fruit of the Spirit, have we not got the fruit that the Lord is looking for?
Amen.
And he's come calling. How long has it been since the Lord visited you? He probably visits you every day of your life. He probably visits you every day. The Spirit lives there, don't he?
That's right.
The spirits don't live there. He don't live there.
Right.
We become the ungodly. Listen. I like it. I like the joy. I like the love. If you ain't got love or joy, then you ain't got peace. If you ain't got peace, you sure ain't got long suffering. Gentleness, meekness, temperance, all of these things. The devil cannot take us nowhere if we don't want to go.
Amen.
The devil can't ride your back if you don't let him. Lord said, resist the devil, he's got to go.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody get a song, brother. Let's sing. Maybe short and sweet. I don't know. That's what the Lord give me. Let's sing. We're all together on our way to glory. Let's act like we're happy on our way.
Amen.
If you need to come to the altar, you need to fix something, you need to go.